you guys, your voices do not match your faces on my screen.
And your voice is actually not matching your mouth moving.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, we should leave him on. He just doesn't move. He still talks. His voice comes through just fine. And then John can edit the moving lips, like from Saturday Night Live, where the lips are just moving.
I'm not recording a video of just 45 minutes of laughing at me not working.
Welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. I'm Shane, and it's Sunday night, and it is time for a new topic for the Five Idiots Talking Toys. Thanks for joining us here on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. We now have some video episodes on Spotify. Spotify is allowed video now, so if you're on the go, you can not only listen to the show, but you can check it out there as well. Please subscribe to the channel, follow us wherever you listen to the show, and comment, please, on YouTube. It'll help our videos get spread to new viewers by having a lot more activity on the videos. So thank you for that. We're going to jump in here with the boys. Charles is asleep. Chris is in the middle of posting things on Rogue 5 Toys for Sale. Redacted Dewback is in his garage. And John Walden is updating his inventory for The Vault. Welcome, fellas.
Thanks for having us.
We're filming again.
Did I get any of those things correct?
Wake up.
No, I just posted a 9%.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, guys.
All correct.
Chris posted a 9% for sale. Check. Brandon is in his garage. John is at the vault. And Charles was mildly asleep. So 4.5 out of 5.
Is this a Patreon video?
No. Are you talking about patreon.com/fiveidiotstalkingtoys? That's what you're talking about?
I forgot the slash, but yes, I am.
John, are
don't
you?
Don't forget shopthevaultonline.com.
No one cares.
Bleep that out.
Where are you there?
What were you saying, Brandon? I'm sorry.
How many hours a day are you at the vault?
The only place where we shop is Rogue 5 Toys, okay? That's first.
I was actually shopping on Shop the Vault online today.
Oh, you shop,
Brandon, you shop everywhere. So that's really,
we have lots of cool stuff on there.
You do. Like, you have the
Vintage Alien
Mutant Mayhem figures that are haven't even come out yet.
We do.
Oh, I grabbed the wrong beer.
Oh, sucks for you.
Oh, you got the pickle juice one, like Kyle A.
Oh, Kyle, with that.
Oh, my God.
God, you know what? I love pickles, and
I bet you do.
I like pickles too, but I don't want to sit down and drink a pickle beer.
Like, even when I was on keto, they tell you like pickle juice has a lot of electrolytes in it. The pickle beer was one of the worst things I've ever tasted in my life.
Every time I burp, I can still taste it.
I'll burns. Release this now. He gave me one. At the ICCon,
right.
A pickled beer.
Mm-hmm.
I had one sip. I hid and I threw it in the garbage. It was disgusting. Right.
Yeah,
so I couldn't drink it.
Here's my thing, and this is what I told him: if you want to drink a pickle beer, singular, right. I'm fine with that. That's fine. He's walking around with a 12-pack. Loving it. He's drinking numerous plural. Ten of them. It's how can you drink 10 things of pickle juice?
And he's smiling while he's drinking.
Right. I was on a bachelor party trip to Montreal, and I had already heard of pickle shots. I mean, this is now like, I don't know, 8 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, but I had heard of them before that. And what is it, Jameson? It's typically like Irish whiskey, which I do not like.
Pickleback shot.
Yeah, so I was like, nah, I'm not having that. Even pickles I like, but I'm not drinking Irish whiskey. And I recently asked the bartender, like, what else do you serve as a pickleback? And they named a couple other options. So I got one. I forget what it was. It was, you know, bourbon or something, you know, Jim Beam or something, or Jack Daniels. And it was delicious. It was good. But that pickleback beer, whatever that was vile.
Gross.
Does Pickleback sing that song Photograph?
And it's all photographs.
Photograph.
Yeah, it's all photographs of garlic and mustard seeds and vinegar. Yes.
Don't forget the dill.
Is that a new banner for our show? Don't forget the dill. All right, so we're here. It's Sunday night. You may be watching this on a Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the morning because you can't go to sleep. But it's Sunday for us, so this is our podcast. Thanks for watching. Our episode tonight is not a secret because it's in the description. John, what is it?
We're gonna be talking about something very sincere. We're all familiar with the five stages of grief?
It was the five stages of grief, that episode last week when Chris opened up Uncle Victor's graded sales skiff.
Right. Well, this is the seven stages of collecting.
Right.
The seven stages of collecting.
I love it. I love this.
Oh, Charles is going to have to go to a second hand. I love it. He never goes to
like Festivus. Is this the seven stages?
Usually it ends on the one hand. Yeah. This one had to go to this hand.
Yeah. He never goes to the other hand.
The seven stages of Festivus.
Yes. So John's going to do the feats of strength where he fights his father. So it's going to be great. Later in the episode, tune in, please.
Yeah. I have to be sure to take his cane away from him.
You know, I wanted to ask you, Brandon, because you brought up the feats of not the feats of strength, but you brought up Festivus in the past. Do you actually have a pole?
Do I have a pole?
This is not Five Idiots After Dark on Patreon. This is a regular episode.
About? Yeah, come on, let's relax here. Come on.
Well, it's okay. Wildminsters, you know what day Festivus is, right?
Pole. I mean, I don't have a pole, but you know.
We're a friendly.
I don't have a pole in the sense that you think I have a pole. You know what the date Festivus is, right?
Christmas.
False.
No, I know that. I'm just making up.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. Charles, I have no
idea. I've heard of it, but I have no idea.
What date on the calendar is it?
I'm not telling Brandon.
Ingenious Day.
End the episode and just don't tell him.
Ingenious Day. Okay. Ingenious Day. Indignus Day.
What?
What?
All right, John. You're my reliable go-to. John, you know what day Festivus is. Come on.
Is it in Honestly, Georgia?
No. I don't remember.
He won't know.
January 2nd? He's not going to know.
It's not Georgia related.
He's it's not gonna know. It's New York remember. City related. It's
Christmas.
Queens.
It's Christmas Eve's Eve.
Correct. Yes. December 23rd
Shane,
is Festivus.
He's searching on his phone. Do you see him looking down? He couldn't look any further down. He was looking so down.
I'm message Corey Bruneau right now.
Corey knows what day it is.
Corey Ellington?
Yes.
I asked Corey.
Yes, December 23rd is Festivus.
Thanks, buddy. And by the way, you're not getting that viewer.
No, you're not getting the alien viewer with the burn marks on the side. Yes. Am I the only one of the five who actually has a Festivus pole?
Yeah.
I do not have a Festivus pole.
I thought it was hilarious. I was building one of those closets for my daughter or my son. I forget who. And I had one extra pole to hang clothes on. And so I got a cardboard box. I wrapped it in wrapping paper and I stuck a pole right through the center of it. And it just stands up and I get it out of the crawl space. Just kidding. Out of the closet every December 23rd and stick it in my living room. And I laugh and the rest of the people in my house think I'm an insane person. But there was an extra pole from a project. And I said, this is a Festivus pole. It's aluminum. It's got a high strength to weight ratio. I don't put tinsel on it. I find that distracting, and I celebrate in my own way.
Did you? You guys talk so much crap about me having too much garbage. I don't have a Festivus pole.
You should.
No, but you have a training ball.
I have a box that's
I'm going to send that to Shane, and it's going to go on top of the pole.
I have a box that's this big, and it's got an aluminum pole in it from a closet system. Yeah. All right. Let's jump into this episode. Yeah. The topic is...
Please.
Seven the topic stages. Is actually a good topic, and it's also funny, right? When John sent us this list, I was dying laughing.
So this is the seven stages of collecting.
Yes.
Seven stages.
Okay, what's number one?
Number one.
The first stage.
Buy it all. And it's funny because we've suggested in many of our episodes to newer collectors, pick a focus, whether it be loose figures. I mean, you loose really graded. Should start with loose figure, but loose yeah. graded. I mean,
whatever pick you guys doing, and go with it. Be patient. Have a focus.
Right.
But don't rush stuff like that. But no matter what, usually stage one, buy everything.
They claim everything.
Buy everything.
Everything.
I feel like they need to do this in order to figure out what they like the most. That's why they do this. So everyone will buy a diecast, a loose graded, a mock, a vehicle, a playset. And then they're like looking around. They're like, okay, I don't really like these. And then it kind of like narrows it down more.
Yeah,
after they just spent $20,000 in 2 days.
Right. Well, here's the problem is that people get into vintage Star Wars because of the nostalgia of it. And while they want to try to stay focused, they see other lines and they're like, oh my God, either I had that or I always wanted it and nobody would buy it for me. So now I'll buy it for myself. Brandon.
Yeah.
It's also like a high, like, they get a high from just they beat everybody else and they claimed it like first.
Yeah.
I always it's called the fever. You get the fever and you just start buying everything.
Well,
Brandon still has the fever. If you take Brandon's temperature,
Brandon's had the fever for a long time. Like right now, Michael Albertson has the fever.
Fever.
He buys.
I got a fever.
Anything.
And the only prescription. Is more Star Wars.
Well, he started buying Ninja Trolls too, right, Charles?
He's buying everything.
I mean, he's going to be like you, where you got tired of it in like 14 seconds.
Right.
And you got rid of all of them,
well, no, so. It actually took 18 months for Charles to give up on Ninja Turtles.
He gave up because he was waiting too long.
Except that all of his Ninja Turtles were at CAS for 18 months.
Yeah.
I still have my own.
At least in his defense, not meaning Charles's and Michael's, is that he has a lot of the stuff and he's actually upgrading. So he does a lot of upgrading. So if he started at a 70, he buys a 75. Now he buys an 80, and he keeps selling off like the lower end. So, you know, he does recoup some of it back.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. There's
somebody else that does that too, Shane.
I think typically, like, especially Shane with the Star tell. Wars.
The last time Shane sold on Rogue Five toys, I think it was 2017.
Correct. No, you know what? I don't
he posted
do as much
something
as,
today. He I posted a, what was it? A
is my mic on?
A Lego?
I can't hear you.
I don't do as much upgrading as you think I do, but I would like to. I'm at the point where I would like to upgrade some pieces, but
you ever drive in New York City, John?
Yes. I know. Yeah,
you gotta be really aggressive. You can't. You lane change whenever the hell you want to. You turn right. You turn left. You cut someone off. It doesn't matter.
John spoke his first word in three episodes, and then he gets cut off, and he just stops. You have to.
He does the Georgia driving. He's like
over talk, Shane.
He's driving 45 and a 55. Everyone's passing him. He wants to turn right. Someone's going 90 miles an hour next to him. He doesn't change lanes. He stays there. He waits. No. This is New York City, buddy. You need to go.
I'm in the tri-state. I can't stop talking.
All right, John, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, I think with Star Wars collectors, Shane, you want to come back in here?
No.
Can you keep your mouth shut while I say something?
I loved watching your face as I removed my...
Oh, God, so much quieter.
So I think especially like with Star with Star Wars figures is everybody wants to collect all of them, right? Because it's told us that since we were 7 or 8 years old.
Collect them all.
Collect them all, right? Yeah. So they want to collect them all. And like Shane was saying earlier, you know, you see that stuff and then you get sidetracked because they have play sets, they have micro machines, they have the die-cast stuff, they have all these variants and stuff.
Plates.
Like that. We'll get into variants later. But yeah, that you just want to buy it all. You just want to buy it all. Cups.
Bifolds. Hair combs.
Yeah. That's all I wanted to say. But yes, stage one is buy it all. Buy it all.
We gotta do 6 more stages?
Yes.
So is Shane, it safe
to go to stage number 2?
Is it safe to say what stage 2 is?
What is stage 2?
Stage 2 is my favorite, honestly. because this is you lead from stage 1 to stage 2. Because you start buying stuff that you don't even know about and it leads you directly into stage 2.
Publicly ask stupid questions.
Congratulations, guys. I didn't think we'd actually make it this far.
He didn't think we'd make it to stage 2 of a podcast.
But yeah, I see this a lot. I think we all see this a lot on the pages.
I like when someone will post a picture of, and I'm just going to do this. What's the price of this boba? I paid $150. Is that good or bad? Like, to me,
how did I do?
To me, that's a stupid question because you want to know why? You already spent the money. If anything, post a picture and go, what do you think this is normally worth? I'm thinking about purchasing it. Well, so when they tell you $150 overpriced, then you don't buy it.
No, and that goes with the first. No. This goes with stage one because those people.
He's going back. You're going back.
I'm going back. You can't sit there and post a picture or something because by that time somebody else will claim it or will butt you in line for the collection that you're about to walk into.
I was more about talking about like walking into a store. I wasn't really thinking about like groups. I'm talking about like a store atmosphere.
Let's go back to there you go. Stage
thank
two.
You. Please, thank you. I'm going forward. Brandon's going backwards.
Usually it's the people that buy an entire lot of stuff and they asked if they got raped or not on it.
My Princess Leia has brown hands. Do you remember if she ever had brown hands before?
Is that a variant?
Or it's not even, if it's a variant, they say, I don't remember her having brown hands. Did she have brown hands?
Wait, one of our own five here asked that question this week. Do you remember if this Leia had painted boots?
Wow.
That was a legit question.
And there's the difference though. Shane didn't ask it on a page.
Right.
He asked it in the circle of trust.
Which is even worse.
No trust.
Well, there's no trust because Shane
trust.
Brandon Shane's put it still out on stage two, obviously.
But yeah. No trust in this circle at all.
There I used to tell my son
painted legs Maydeen.
When he had a question that was like just ridiculous or whatever, and we were in public, and he asked it, I would say, pull him aside and say, son, that's an at-home question that you need to ask.
Ridiculous.
Or that's an at-home statement.
What's stage three?
We're done with stage two?
Yeah.
I'm not done with stage two.
How much more are we going to get into?
John, you're talking too much. Fine. You're talking too much. Can you go to stage three?
Well, it's funny though. He's off the show now. It's funny because when you're a more seasoned collector and you see some of these novice questions, you're like, you know, you either roll your eyes or you're like, oh yeah, you've seen this question a million times. But you do kind of remember asking questions like that yourself at some point in the past.
Shane's the Shane's the extender.
No, I don't.
He loves extending.
Do you have any Chrome extensions?
If you're brand new, you know, you don't know who to ask.
No, if you're brand new, but there's still a big difference between asking a question saying, hey, what does this normally cost? Or B, is this real or fake? Than saying, hey, I just bought all of this garbage. How did I do?
Bad.
Oh, Chris hates
How did I do?
Oh, I can't stand it.
My hands were shaking.
And I get messages, too, from people who will buy collections, and they'll be like, I just paid $900 for this. How did I do? They're sending me now 37 pictures. I'm going to sit there and look through 37 pictures of my life to tell you what I think it's going to be worth.
You're like vintage Star Wars customer service.
We have a podcast. You have to do that.
Yeah.
God.
You're representative of this podcast.
This is made in China, Hasbro.
I just want to acknowledge that John hooked
me. Is that Hasbro?
Yeah.
John hooked me, hook, line, and sinker. He was like, stage two? We're done with? I don't think we're done with stage two. I say something, Charles is like, Shane, you're going backwards.
Stage three.
It totally looks like the original.
God damn it, Shane.
It really does.
Stage three. Go ahead, John.
Sell the regret purchases. After asking the stupid questions, you find that,
why did I buy that?
Maybe I shouldn't have bought that. Why did I buy that?
Right. Why did I buy that? Yeah. What am I going to do with this? I don't even like this.
Right. This isn't about overpaying or anything. It could be, but this is literally just, why did I buy a
USB
Empire Strikes Back pitcher, iced tea pitcher? You know, like, where does that fit into my collection, you know?
Shane, you must have a lot of these.
What's that? Ice tea pitcher.
Stage three.
Stage three.
No, regret purchases.
You're definitely a
stage three. I like it.
Shane doesn't regret any purchases. He doesn't. Have you seen a thumb drive come up for sale?
This is something that Charles would wipe his behind with and not think twice about it. I like it.
I would step on that if I saw that on the side. You know,
I like it. I like it. Brand new, old stock, never used. I like it.
Can we do a fit like podcast stage? Because Shane's on the I'm showing a win every second I can. Second he can. He's showing a win.
It's a win.
This is our Sunday episode, Shane.
So to close out stage three, are they generally losing money on that? Is it? I mean, I guess it depends on what the market is at the time.
I'm going to say most of the time they're losing money on that, you know, screw me purchase. Why did I buy that?
Yeah. Right, because it's the likelihood is that they didn't get a great deal on it. They probably claimed something and bought it impulsively without really considering the price,
Or during COVID, where stuff was super high and now it's come back down to earth.
Yeah.
All right. So stage four, you get past the regret purchases. You try to focus yourself a little bit. And then once you're in a channel of items, you still feel the need to expand, right? So here's stage four. Mm-hmm. John?
Search for variants.
We've all been there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not satisfying enough, but now I need to get every single hair color to Luke Farmboy.
And you end up with 38.
I need the blondes. I need the light brown. I need the chocolate brown. I need the dark brown.
The mocha.
I need the orange. I need
strawberry blonde.
Yeah. I need the olive. I need it all.
The 16 faces of the B-wing pilot.
16 faces. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. That's, right. Don't forget.
I've looked that up. That's completely fake.
It's not fake.
Yo, dare you?
It's totally real, Charles.
It feels real to me. Damn it!
It's not even on.
Oh, did his internet cut out again? Big surprise.
John, you remember that guy with the pro wrestling who goes to the pro wrestling? I don't want to hear it's fake. It's real to me.
Yeah.
It's not on Google. You can't Google 16 faces of a beaming pal. It's not there.
One day you will.
It's fake.
I can't do this show if Charles is going to move around. I can't do it.
What's stage eight? Like, he's in space.
Stage eight?
Stage eight.
Stage eight is when you make up 16 faces of your favorite figure.
Exactly. He's living in some other world.
Yeah. So search for variants. Anybody who's got a focus figure has definitely done that. Anybody who's got you know, is doing a run, you know, a loose, complete run of whatever quality, they get it. They get it filled up. They get their last figure, their 90-second figure, whatever it is, and they got to keep going. So then,
this is also where the new variants get made up, like the short V Gonk, the metallic or the dull metallic Death Star droid. And
green-haired Leia
and the green limbs Chewbacca, like
she
this is
leading the short V revolution. He was in charge, in front. Everyone who followed him lost money.
Just like if you follow John Rolla, you lose money. But yeah, so like stage four, this is when they start searching for new stuff, thinking that they're the first person to ever think of these things. Meanwhile, it's been thought of 100 times over the last 30 years.
Right.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But if you do go with the like the known variants, John, it is fun to to get those real variants.
Yeah, of course, the real ones, not the fake ones. Yeah.
Like the short V, that's a real one.
Fake ones.
It's totally real.
John, it's fake. It's they a sold different $100 and something now.
It's a completely different mold.
No, it's a different
John. Steve... No one cares about molds anymore. That's over.
It's a different metal mold. The mold factory
is killed. Someone threw bleach on a mold. It's done.
It's not like it's a degraded. It's not like the freaking Gonk degraded and then his little V got shorter.
No, but no one cares. It's over.
It doesn't matter if no one cares. It's a real variant.
It's like okay, a blue snaggletooth.
That's probably the realest variant.
No dent and toe dent.
Four people. I mean, it's over by now.
Can we have the what's the stage five variant?
I sold two Gonks and they were in a deal or no deal format. Stage I had no control clinger. Over the bids.
What's the stage five variant?
John.
There we go.
No. Exactly.
Develop a focus figure.
So now, after you, this after should be you stage get through
one.
The run, right?
Yeah, this
so
should actually zero. Be stage one. But well, it's never stage one to anybody.
No, you couldn't picture it, though. People get through the run, the loose run. They got a couple of variants they heard about that sound cool. All of a sudden, they need to focus somewhere, right? They need to get away from the whole run and focus on one area. Focus figure.
Like B-Wing in the stupid 16 faces.
That's right.
And Prune Face, where everyone keeps messaging me saying, did you know that there's a variant? There's an orange eye patch and there's a yellow eye patch. And then a guy goes, I think there's a green one too. You know what? Keep believing what you guys want. Yeah. Just keep believing it.
Brandon what's told me there was a green butthole Prune Face.
Green butthole.
Oh, yeah.
It's balloon knot.
That's face. What it was, right? Balloon, green balloon knot, right?
Green balloon knot.
Yes, correct.
What's great about Star Wars is like if you have a focus figure, you're gonna have plenty of you know, if you have a focus figure, there's plenty of things to choose from.
What
right?
What was that?
I don't know, but while John is describing this, I want to see what Charles is up to. He's doing neck rolls and yoga poses and massages.
My neck is killing me.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you got to develop a focus figure. That's why.
We've been on stage five for about 47 minutes.
False. All right, go ahead.
False. But anyway, so with the focus figure, there's plenty of stuff out there, right? You can buy a cup with a picture of a B-Wing on it.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I'm just saying. So you don't have to collect all 96.
No,
you
I'm
have
saying.
A focus figure.
I'm saying here we go because Shane's gonna start pulling out all his
he's
gonna pull out his toilet brush.
More wins of the week.
His Bausch.
You can have stuff like
brush.
This. Right? B-Wing that came out in 96.
He'd be flashing us all over the place.
There's a difference.
90% of Shane's wins are actually all my whiffs.
John, do you have your focus figure is the B-Wing?
Yes.
Do you just focus on the figure and then the ship? Or do you get every freaking thing that has a B-Wing plastered on it?
I don't get everything, but I've got a couple of posters where the B-Wing is prominent. You know?
Would you buy a B-Wing itty-bitty?
Oh, my.
Yeah, I would. I would buy a B-Wing itty-bitty.
It's a Star Wars Celebration exclusive.
Oh my.
Shane.
This is not wins of the week, Shane.
Shane, you have a disease. You need medication.
My God.
If I saw Leia Bush on the side of the road, I would punch her in the face. Honestly, I like Leia Bush. I can't stand her now from all the stuff you have. You
make me. Yeah, she's actually like a cool character, but like it just goes too far.
Well, all I do is buy stuff that she's on. That's right.
Stick to the vintage stuff. Don't buy a plush doll that you
saw. You grew up with Power of the Force 2, which is the worst piece of line ever. Don't tell me vintage.
You have a 2022 Funko Pop. What are you going to do with that?
How dare you make me show this? How dare you?
But what are you going to do with that? I'm not buying a prune face one.
40th anniversary.
Who cares?
How dare you?
Do they even make a prune face one?
No. No. Of course not. So. Who wants that, Chris?
No. No, I don't.
All right. So develop a focus figure. John, you were describing how it's all over the map. You know, some people are pretty focused on that figure.
You described it already. We're done.
Yeah. Same. Some people are all over the place with tchotchkes. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's plenty of tchotchkes to be had if you have a focus figure.
Oh, it's tchotchkes and a half. My God.
Yeah. I mean, Star Wars has been producing stuff for, you know, 46 years now.
Yes.
I love Stage 7.
Where did Charles go?
He lost interest.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he lost intranet.
Well, it's lose interest.
one of the two. Stage 6 is here, John.
Yeah. When you become like Christopher and lose interest.
Correct.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
I lost interest more into the TV shows and all the garbage movies that come out. Not so much the actual toy line. It's more of like the new content that they put out. I'm just not interested in it whatsoever.
Yeah.
I had a friend that I was hanging out with today, and he said, oh, I haven't talked, you know, he's like a casual Star Wars fan. He's not a collector or anything. He goes, oh, I haven't talked to you about Ahsoka. And he couldn't even remember the name. He's like, I haven't talked to you about that new show. I'm like, Ahsoka? And he's like, yeah. The most boring thing I've ever watched. And I was, and I told you guys, he was one of the guys who is not a Star Wars collector and came to me and said that Andor was one of the best TV series ever he's ever watched, like of anything.
My God.
He hated Ahsoka. He said, I didn't watch Rebels or whatever it's called. He goes, they didn't tell you that you needed to know the characters. He goes, it was so boring. I didn't know anything about anything that was going on.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And I said, yeah. He goes, I said, they told you you didn't need to watch Rebels, but you really did. So
speaking about losing interest, do you know how, like, you guys have all been on the pages now for a bunch of years. Yeah. Do you know how many guys that were so active like 2-3 years ago and now you don't see them at all anymore? At all.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's weird. Like, sometimes I'll see a name pop up and I'll be like, oh my God, how did I forget that guy? He used to buy everything for the last 3 years. Now you haven't heard of him in like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot
all
of them.
Their money from COVID dried up and now they can't buy stuff. And now they go back to work and now they got a big pile of crap that sits somewhere and they got to get rid of it.
Overpriced. So, yep.
Who's got room for this crap?
I only heard it from our show. We said it probably like a year ago, like a while ago. The flippers are dead. Mm-hmm. They're dead. They're not on there anymore.
Yeah.
All those old school flippers, done.
Well, you know, I'm thinking of the people that you're probably talking about, Chris, and I'm thinking there's a pattern there. A lot of those people are people who had some disposable income. They're people who bought hard and bought fast at the beginning of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
They use all the Biden bucks.
That too. But they're people that had money that they could spend on it without really impacting their, you know, their family or whatnot, or their, you know, their income for their household. And, you know, it was a hobby for 2 years and COVID wound down and they're like, you know, screw it. I'm done. I'm onto something else now. Where the people that were collecting during COVID, where they were actually spending dollars that mattered, they weren't going as fast and hard. You know, they were still, they're still, you know, collecting now to some degree. So, yeah, the people who were, in the first year of COVID, spending like $100,000 total on Star Wars crap. Yeah, they burned out real fast.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what's number seven, Shane?
Number seven.
This is my favorite one. Stage. This is my favorite one.
It is.
Final stage.
Love this one. This is by far the best one. It's when you see, just like a week before, they spent so much money buying everything, and now it's all back up for sale again because they've changed their mind and lost interest like that.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
But why did they lose interest in it though? I just don't know.
And very fast. They
you want me to tell you why?
It's very fast.
Nobody collects forever. Nobody.
Yeah, but these people collected for five minutes.
I don't really believe that, Charles.
Everyone sells everything.
Yeah, but these people collected for like 5 minutes and they sold everything.
Everybody sells.
Who? Yeah, but
how long have you been collecting, Charles?
These people collected for 5 minutes.
I've sold my collection 900 times.
Right, but how long have you been collecting?
30 years.
Was little. Who knows?
Yeah, but why? Why'd you buy it all back if you're, you know, I don't understand.
Because it's a fever.
Brandon, about fever. 5 years from now, I'm going to start a whole loose vintage Star Wars collection. I'm going to have veins
five minutes from me.
So happy buying them all, and then I'm going to sell them all again.
5 minutes from now, you're going to go buy them. You did the same thing. You're already buying another collection.
Yeah, and I'm going to sell all of that, I'm sure. Everybody does. Everyone does. Everyone.
I don't really know about that. I don't really believe that. Shane? Not everyone.
Okay, Shane. He doesn't.
No, but I think the people that don't have a focus.
Chris, me. Now you have Brandon selling stuff. The only one that's left, he's on an island all by himself. There's no one else there. It's Shane. There's no food. There's no water. There's nothing. He's just standing on an island.
He's eating Leibush microchips.
He's not going to make it.
We're having another baby, so my collection room went to nothing. I don't have anywhere to display my stuff.
Well, the reasons don't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
Why doesn't it matter?
If you sell it, you sell it.
No, it's not. There still has to be a reason why you're selling it, because number six is losing interest.
Everybody
I didn't lose interest. I'm selling it because I have another kid.
Everybody sells for a reason, but in the end, they sell. They're going to sell in the end.
False.
I'm telling you, Shane's on an island. He's eating coconuts. There's like nothing else but coconuts. It's just
look at all that stuff behind him. He's going to sell. My God.
He doesn't sell anything. I haven't seen him sell a freaking thing.
Shane is the guy who bought all this stuff during COVID, and then when it comes time to sell it, he's still going to be on COVID prices, not going to realize that everything is down
50%. He's not selling. I'm telling you, Shane is in love with Star Wars. He made a couple babies with it. He's married, happily married. He ain't divorcing Star Wars. He's with it.
So I've been through that one time because I did not collect as early as you guys did. I only started collecting, you know, like 2014. And that was around when my daughter was born. So I remember that. I remember collecting, having a baby in the house, you know, and sharing that with her as she grew up. And then my son was born. The one time I did that was when I was collecting Modern, which is what I started with, which was Black Series. And I was very passionate about it. I hunted down every not only exclusives. I mean, those are legit pieces for the release of the releases of the collection. I was hunting down variations of packaging and stuff, like the way that people do it with vintage. I was hunting down ridiculous 3 different Rays: one with the staff, one with the lightsaber, one with a clean BB-8, one with a dirty BB-8, like stupid stuff like that, and. I got to that point one.
Variants?
Yeah. There were paint apps. Oh, I got to that point one time where I said, you know what? Enough. There, Hasbro, it's COVID now. Hasbro is killing the collectors of this line because they're releasing so much stuff, so many packaging variants, not even that, like exclusives with different stores. And you couldn't go to the stores. So you couldn't hunt down a Walmart exclusive in the middle of COVID because the stores around me had nothing. I just gave up. So I had to come to grips with stopping with a certain line, selling it off. It took 6 months to sell it off. That's how much I had. I was selling it weekly, and it took 6 months to get rid of it all.
That's not bad, though, 6 months, honestly.
These are the same shelves. I know you can't see them all. I have six of these bookcases behind me. They were full with the boxes turned sideways. I was only seeing the side of the boxes. That's how many I had, and I had piles on the floor eventually. I said, that's it. I'm done.
Complete garbage.
So I sold it all, and I actually did really well because it was still very, you know, hot, the line.
You sold at a perfect time, Shane.
I did.
A perfect time.
And that's what got me into vintage. I had money to spend, you know, when I was done with that, more than I had put into Black Series, and here I am. So, but I did that one time. That's it.
Everybody sells that collection. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone who sells their collection, but that's not true because for the most part, everyone rebuys it back.
Well, yeah, and then you restart it again, but you sell in the end.
Well, I do laugh, though, that early on in this series of this podcast, you know, Chris would show notebook, you know, writings and notebook notes he kept and stuff of his early collection and how he had to sell it at some point in his life. And, you know, how sorry he was he didn't have those pieces again. And here he is again, you know, cycle number two.
Everybody sells.
Yeah.
The thing.
The first time, though, I sold everything, like everything. And then I slowly started to recollect like weeks later. This time, did I sell
off? Weeks later?
Yeah, weeks later.
You sold everything, and then 2 weeks later, you're like, I'm going to buy it back.
I legitimately started doing, but no, that's when I got into loose grading. So I sold off all of my mocks when I was getting divorced because she was trying to take half of it. And then I sold off my mocks, and then I got into loose grading. And then that's when I started doing like the loose grading. And then I was into that like ever since. But again, I have a baby coming. I was able to display my Toxic Limbs Bossk, my removable Rocket Boba Fett. I can't do that right now. You know where it's going? In a box upstairs in my attic. Do I really think like $200,000 worth of items to sit upstairs in the attic is justifiable? No, I don't.
I hope your attic has AC.
Well, yeah, my whole house is spray foam. So like everything kind of like keeps its, you know, keeps the temperature. But the point is that I didn't want to put a $200,000 toy collection up in the attic to not see it. Cause I always said, I'm going to collect cause I want to see it and enjoy it. If I can't see it and enjoy it, I don't need it. I never felt the need to need something. Yeah. I just wanted it. So if I can't see it, then I don't need it. That's why not all of it, Charles. I have a lot of stuff.
He just said he's got a couple boxes in the attic that he doesn't see, but he still has them in the attic. Right.
Yes, but not like the Toxic Limbs Bossk and a removable Rocket Boba Fett. Like, I just can't justify keeping that in four boxes.
And forgive me, I know it's not on the same level as you, Chris, but what the statement that you just said, if I can't see it, what's the point? That's where I got the time that I sold. When those boxes had the figures facing forward and I had to start turning them.
It was cool, yeah.
And all I was seeing was the red stripe with a number. I said, now we're in trouble. Now we're done.
Yeah.
Because now my kids used to come in while I was working in here, whatever. My kids would come in here and they would stand here like it was a museum and look at all the figures and they would read the names. They knew the names before they could even read. Once I had to start turning those boxes and they couldn't see the figures anymore and I couldn't either, I said, we're done. What's the point now? Now I'm looking at nothing. yeah, for real. All right, so that was our fun run through. That was a John Walden special.
That was the final stage of collecting. Well, but then stage eight. The unstated stage.
This was not in the list.
On the list. Buy it all back.
Yeah, I was just gonna say start it up again. Because literally right when I sold off all of my mocks when I was getting divorced, I was literally buying loose graded items within 2 weeks later, I moved back into my parents' house, into the small little bedroom. I had my mattress on the floor. I didn't even have a mattress in a bed frame. I was on the floor, and I had a box of loose graded figures I started buying. It's so ridiculous.
Right. But then, the good thing about that story is 3 weeks into that situation, you had your bed propped up on acrylic.
I put acrylic.
All right. So that's a fun look and a discussion on the stages of collecting that we all know.
Chris was living in his mother's basement. collecting toys.
Upstairs. We don't have a basement. Yeah.
Yes, he was collecting toys at his mother's house. Yes, it's a tale as old as time.
Tale as old as time.
We used to joke with John when we started this show because he was collecting Star Wars in his own basement because he was so magnanimous about sharing his home with his family. Yes, yeah. Very good. All right, so folks, thanks very much for tuning in for another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. We went over the 7, then 8. Did Charles count them off to 8?
No, Charles.
Charles, good. Count us off.
He's got the 7.
Let's say, buy it all, publicly ask stupid questions, sell regret purchases, search for variants, develop a focus figure. Other hand, lose interest. Sell it all, move into your mother's basement, buy it all back.
Start all over again.
Yes. All right. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. Please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/5idiotstalkingtoys, for exclusive content that we release only to our patrons, as well as sneak previews of any collections that will go for sale on Rogue Five Toys. And sneak previews to episodes just like these. We'll see you next time on Five Idiots. Guys, have a great night. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you soon.
May the toys be with you.
Redacted, do back.
Buy it all back.